Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
First of all, congratulations. It's really nice to see like such a beautiful work from an artist from New Zealand that came here and show us so many amazing history as the Greeks of Melbourne love, like the ancient Greek history, depicted in such a way on your paintings, combining, as you said in your speech, so many values, positive and negative values, colonization. I kind of find that you are sort of fascinating with the ancient Greek culture and the philosophy. How this passion, if it's a passion, started?
I think things don't start as passions. They start as kind of questions. And then as I kept digging, it became bigger and bigger and bigger. And so now I actually feel quite connected to the ancient Greek stories as I've learned more and more. I started looking actually, I suppose, at the question of the idealization of ancient Greece and the thought that it was the source of Western culture. I had learnt as a child that there was wisdom in it. And then I was looking at ancient Greek vases and I saw a whole lot of things to do with, say, revenge and actually things like even human sacrifice, which weren't that. And I became kind of fascinated by the narratives in the myths against the philosophies at once. And then I became interested in the idea that actually all cultures must absorb the reactive thing of human nature and the seeking something higher. I can't remember the word for that. The aspirational thing in human nature as well, and the ancient Greeks personify it for me.
Do you think it's different, the Western civilization as we know today, with the ancient Greek one? What is your opinion about that as an artist?
As an artist exploiting the ancient Greeks, I think that would probably be fair to say. I think Westernism is probably could be defined, and if you wanted one quick sentence, as a melding of Christian thinking with ancient Greek thinking. But as I said before, also the ancient Greek thinking actually bridged things from philosophy to myth, and then the Christian thinking has got a whole lot of things going on in at once. So Westernism is incredibly wide. I guess there would be ways in which the ancient Greeks are simplified, probably unfairly, in relation to their own culture, but I also just so much appreciate their continued presence.
Do you believe that we can find all the answers that we need today studying ancient philosophers?
No, because the context is entirely different. But what I really do like, the thing with Socrates even, you know, I keep coming back to Socrates, who talks about admitting you don't know and that wisdom is found through accepting your own ignorance. And if you think you do know, then you've stopped considering something. In my own passage, Socrates is on my shoulder asking me not to jump to conclusions.
Is it your first time that you exhibited in Melbourne? And how do you feel to exhibit in a city, in a country, that there is a lot of discussion about the First Nations, the Aboriginals, and still doesn't feel like we're moving on that? But you're coming from a country that has done some serious steps into that with the Maori.
I'm enjoying being in Melbourne, and it's interesting coming from Christchurch, my own city, which of course was destroyed in earthquakes, and we were amongst all these neoclassical buildings, which making an incredible colonial statement on the land, which would have been lived on quite differently earlier by other people. I've just got such mixed feelings about all those things. It's a difficult situation. And also I'm thinking about the Greeks, the present-day Greeks arriving as migrants, but not part of the dominant culture, actually in a different position. And me, myself, being from a New Zealand, coming from the dominant culture but not the indigenous culture, it all makes a difference. So I'm just wandering around feeling there, but not don't have a strong opinion on it.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.